This 1926 painting depicts a young butcher portrayed from the front while holding the tools of his trade. He wears an apron that covers most of his clothes and holds in his hands a wooden cutting board and in his left hand a large knife pointing upward that reinforces the verticality of the figure. The butcher's face features exaggerated and stylized traits. The full lips, broad nose, and deep-set eyes stand out. The dark hair is carefully combed to the side, and the thin eyebrows also appear perfectly defined. Although he is a manual worker, the figure appears clean, neat, and serene. The hands are the most striking element of the painting. They are disproportionately large and occupy approximately one-third of the composition. The fingers appear solid and cylindrical, constructed through simple and rounded volumes that recall the formal explorations of the artistic avant-garde in vogue at the time. Behind the figure, two large pieces of meat appear, rendered in a simplified and almost abstract manner. Their rounded shapes and reddish colors evoke mountains or blocks of color, closer to geometric constructions than to a realistic representation. The author drew influences from modern neoclassicism, from artists such as Picasso and Leger, but adapted them to everyday Mexican scenes without resorting to nationalistic stereotypes. Within the exhibition, this work illustrates a different way of constructing artistic modernity in Mexico through a project that integrated international avant-gardes with local figures and trades to create a modern language that was at once Mexican and universal.